You are listening to Water Online Radio, brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's leaders in the water, wastewater, and stormwater industries. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome back to Water Online Radio, and we're broadcasting this special edition from the Water Quality Virtual Conference and Expo. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, you know, I always enjoy every conversation we've ever had with anybody in the hot company.
Yeah, I do too. And this gentleman that we've got with us right now has got such a unique perspective. I'm kind of jealous. I think I want his job.
There's a lot of cool jobs in this industry, Todd. We should never be wanting for any cool opportunities. Say hello to our guest. His name is Kevin Marsh. He's the Vice President of Hot Flow Sales. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks, Todd, and thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure.
It's good to have you, Kevin. Thanks for making some time to join us. Before we get into it, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, so I'm Kevin Marsh, and just sort of point that out. Some people in the industry will recognize my last name. My family had a company called Marsh McBurney for a long time, and I was vice president of sales for that company. It's something that I was involved with my father and my sister. And we sold the company to the Hawk Company about 6 years ago. And so I come to this industry with about 25 years of experience, both with Marsh McBurney and now the Hawk Company.
Outstanding. Well, Todd, it's always good to have some seasoned veterans on this show. Well, Kevin, give us the rundown on Hawk Flow. What industry do you serve, and talk about some of the products?
Yeah, so at Hawk Flow, we're making flow meters, but more specifically sewer flow meters and some services that surround those. And you can imagine that our customer base is municipalities. I'd say 90 to 95% of who we're bringing our products and services to would be the city of X, city of something, mostly here in the United States, but also around the world. And the types of products we make, again, are flow meters. These are things that, if you can imagine the manhole cover out in the street in front of your house, or maybe a manhole cover in the street of the busiest intersection in your city, underneath that is likely a sanitary sewage collection system. And within that might be one of our flow meters that's monitoring both the quantity of flow that's going through, the velocity of it, some of the depths of those flows, just critical information that our customers need to manage their collection system.
Kevin, take your customer's perspective for just a second and talk about some of the challenges that they're facing and how Hawk Flow helps them address those challenges.
Yeah, so it's a good question. And again, think about municipalities right now, and they're going to have a number of different challenges, some that are related to exactly what we do and some just because they're municipalities. You know, the economy, you know, has been through kind of a rough patch the last couple of years. We seem to be coming out of it. But what has happened is that many of our customers, many of these municipalities, are faced with trying to do the same amount or more work with fewer resources. Budgets have been cut back. The tax base is smaller than it used to be. The money and the people are just not there to get things done. So that's a big challenge that faces all municipalities in all areas. Now, on top of that, they've got very specific needs that are related to monitoring their sewer systems. They need to make sure that they know how much flow and when is moving through different parts of their system, what's happening when it gets to the treatment plant. They've got to make sure that it gets treated and then, you know, back out into the system again. Some have combined sewers that are highly regulated, and they might be under consent decrees with the EPA. Just any number of regulatory and management needs that need to be addressed related simply to sewage flow.
Kevin, Todd and I just got back from WEFTEC, where we broadcast from, and every time we go to this event, we walk away just blown away by the technology and the new innovation that we just continue to see and hear about. It's mind-blowing. But talk about how technology is changing the wastewater flow monitoring industry, and what's Hawk doing, what's Hawk Flow, how are they utilizing some of those technological advancements?
Yeah, I was at WEFTEC too, and I feel the same way. It's amazing. I've probably been to about 22 or 23 of those, and the way technology has changed just would blow your mind. And even something as mundane as the sewer flow business, You know, we see a lot of advances in technology. One of the ones that we've brought from an instrumentation standpoint or a sensor standpoint is our radar-based flow meter. We call it FLODAR. But if you can imagine a product that can measure both the speed and the depth of sewage, you know, which is a very dirty liquid, but it can measure that without making any contact with it. Sort of like you measure the speed of a baseball pitch, and it's using radar to do that, and it's pretty revolutionary. That remains one of the greatest technological advancements in sewer flow monitoring in years. And then you couple that with some of the things that are just happening just in general out in the technology marketplace, wireless communications, moving data. We can take our data. In fact, the fastest growing sector of our market right now are products and services where the data is being transferred from the manhole up to a cloud, if you will, server that exists at Hawk, so that the sewer flow data is available to our customers basically anytime, anywhere that they've got a internet connection and a web browser. And that's a huge driver in making data more readily available and more useful to our customers.
I got to tell you, Todd, that's yet one more new analogy there, thinking of sewage flow with the speed of a baseball pitch. That one will stick in my head.
Yeah, well, this FLODAR thing sounds really, really that's fascinating. Really cool. I'm going to look into that a little more.
Yeah, different spin, Kevin. It's one thing to have advanced technology like you were just discussing there for a minute. It's a whole other thing to take that technology and apply it intelligently. And I know Hawk Flow has some flow monitoring service solutions as well. Talk a little bit about that.
That's right. Well, okay, so traditionally a company like us or a business unit within a company would manufacture a flow meter, for instance, and we would sell it to our customers for them to deploy themselves. They would manage the flow meter, they would own it, collect the data, do all of those things. What we've done, and you know, I mentioned, of course, these technologies like FLODAR, like the ability to remotely collect data and use the cloud for storage and computing. We've taken all of those and we've given our customers another option. And we've gone to them and we've said, look, we can provide you with this thing that we call data delivery services, or DDS for short. And we can go to a customer, and rather than that customer making a capital equipment purchase and having to staff up and have people trained and collecting data and analyzing that data, we can actually continue to own the instrumentation, get it installed for them, get all of the data up onto our servers where it's accessible to them 24/7, anywhere that they've got an internet connection, a web browser. And using these cloud applications, they can look at their data, they can manipulate their data, they can report it in any number of ways that is useful to them. But it really reduces their need for big upfront expenditures, and it also takes away any of the mystery that might come in the future with their ability to both pay for and, you know, have the right personnel available to manage their sewer flow monitoring program.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty impressive. And from what I know about Hawk, I'm sure it's a phenomenal offering. I trust everybody in the market's using it, or why isn't everybody in the market using this?
Well, if everybody in the market was using it, then I'd probably have to move on to another line of business because I'd be done. So the biggest challenge that we have, and that all companies with great ideas have, is just making sure that people understand that it's out there and understand how it works. And of course, that's my job. And that's also part of the reason that we do interviews like this, is so that your listeners can hear a little bit about it and maybe contact us later and ask us to, you know, come in and tell them what we can do for them.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you to pull out your crystal ball. What kind of technologies or applications thereof do you see coming out over the next 3-5 years?
Well, unfortunately, if I actually had a good answer for that, I would be prohibited to speak to you about it. So I'm going to plead the fifth, and I think I can just tell you that you can probably not even imagine the technologies that will be there. So trying to will just send you down the wrong path.
Well, we like to dream about it, though, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and I had to try to pick his brain a little there, Todd.
Right. I understand. I don't blame you for trying.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Hawk Flow?
Right. Well, the easiest way is probably just to get on your web browser and go to hawkflow.com. That's hachflow.com. And there you'll find links to all of the products and services that I talked about, contact information, how to reach us at the factory, how to reach our sales and support people.
All right. Kevin Marsh, the Vice President of Hawk Flow Sales. Kevin, great to connect. Thanks for making time to join us.
Yeah, thank you both.
All right. Well, on behalf of our guest, Kevin Marsh, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schneck. We hope you enjoyed this special edition of Water Online Radio, broadcasting from the Water Quality Virtual Conference and Expo. We'll be right back.